If you walked into a business that had just remodeled its space and noticed the floor tiles did not match, you might think the owner was cheap or the contractor didn't know what they were doing. It turns out the fact the flooring didn't match here told you a lot about the owner and the future of his fledgling business. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Today you don't know it as Luther Harrison's. You instead know it by the man who bought that store.
He purchased the store from Luther Harrison. He purchased Luther Harrison's Variety Store on the square here in Bentonville, and that was in 1915.
Alan Drano shares the story from the original store here in Bentonville. The next year, Walton's Five and Dime expanded into the adjacent barbershop. The new store had 4,000 square feet. The remodeling job was characteristic of Walton's business approach.
If you come to Bentonville and you look at the floor in the Five and Dime, you're going to see that the green and the red tiles are all green and red, but the greens and the reds, they don't all quite match perfectly. That's because Sam Walton got a good deal on those tiles, and we pointed that as the very first example of what we call EDLC. It's everyday low cost, basically saving money, so that you can pass those savings on to the customers.
He received advice on how to expand. For the most part, he disregarded it and flourished as a result.
You have to go to urban areas. And he said, no, I don't think I do. And he opened up the stores, starting in Arkansas, going to Missouri, and he kept, you know, the stores kept growing from there, from the heartland. He did it by keeping costs low so that he could keep prices low.
The original Five and Dime here on the square remains a store, but it's also a museum that houses many unique artifacts, including Sam's office, just as he left it. We go inside next time as we travel the countryside in Bentonville, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.